Hey, it's me, the Thanksgiving / Friendsgiving that you should not be having this week. While you are not having me and not traveling to see people and further spread this pandemic, instead of doing all of those bad things, you could take some time alone in the safety of your own house and listen to some episodes of this podcast. Before we continue my first ever journey through the Harry Potter series, just a few quick announcements, both about live streams. The first of which is about a live stream that is coming up on December 3rd. Kelly and I will be presenting a Wizarding World holiday special. Finally, not just Wizard Christmas, but any wizard holiday that you could conjure up will be celebrated, and the way that Kelly and I are going to be celebrating that is by doing Wizarding World Survivor. So similarly to how we approached Wizarding World The Bachelor and Wizarding World The Bachelorette, we'll be doing that for Survivor. Kelly and I have been watching Survivor recently in preparation for this. We're going to come up with tasks and teams, and all we've planned is the actual events themselves. As far as shaking out who does well and who goes and who stays, Kelly and I will be improvising and figuring that out on the spot, perhaps with audience participation as well. So all of that will happen in a live stream on December 3rd. You can watch it live 7 p.m. Eastern time, or if that time isn't convenient for you, don't worry, every ticket will come with a link to watch the replay of it. So even if you don't watch it live, you will still get a copy of the replay. And if you can watch it live, you'll still also get that copy of the replay, and you can rewatch it as many times as you want. For tickets, go to bit.ly/potterlessholiday2020. All of the letters lowercase, that's bit.ly/potterlessholiday2020. The other live stream I wanted to tell you all about is something that took place in the past, but you can watch the replay of it. The University of California at Berkeley asked me to give a speech about my career transition from studying for and working as an engineer for 8+ years of my life, only to transition into podcasting. You know, the natural progression that we all take. I talked to how I got to where I am today and gave as much advice as I could for someone who is specifically looking to work in a creative field or just general life/career advice. It was a wonderful time. The people, the Berkeley Forum ran such a wonderful show, and all of the questions from the moderators as well as the audience were fantastic. You can watch that at bit.ly/potterlessbf. Again, all lowercase, bit.ly/potterlessbf. And speaking of good groups of people, we have new patrons to welcome to our team over at patreon.com/potterless. So shout out to The Bishop 8, Emma Chatterton, Tina, Dean Blanton, Jennifer Freed, Nicole Orabona, Madeline Baum, Simone Storm, Gannett Randall, Hayden McLean, and someone that made their username the Horny Drunk Grandmas. All right. And a huge shout out to Nash Sanadiki and Punkfish, who upgraded to the producer level status. They joined the ranks of Vicky, Christine, Aaron, Kalau, Marchismo, Samantha, Juan, Rosemary, Marie, Lisa, Romina, Audra, Eleanor, Nikita, Rachel, Zachary, Alex, John, Noel, Claire, Rory, Veronica, Lada, Noah, Tracy, Colleen, Jennifer, Justin, Jacob, Maya, Mark, Polly, Zina, Hardlin, Noelia, Nikki, Kine, Amanda, Kafir, Sarah, Marta, Maya, Floor, Georgia, Skyla, Adele, Professor Threat, Ellie, Michael, Kelly, Kerry, Connie, Jen, Nedry, Will, Marcos, Marique, Ashton, Brittany, Phelan, The Meadows Family, Ginny, Heather, Kevin, Lori, Jarl, Pita, Janin, Callahan, Leah, Melissa, Bella, Mel, Melanie, Becca, Reese, Adam, Joseph, Lily's mom, Madison, Tonk, Sabrina, Sophia, Farzan, Melanie, Matt, Okamahime, Bony Pony, Kelsey, Rike, Taylor, Megan, Riley, Laurel, Rossan, Erica, Miranda, Landon, Kendra, Natanya, Yogan, Darcy, Sandra, Craig, Lior, Demi, Michelle, Callista, Jennifer, Henrique, Jeremy, Delkis, Katrina, Jerica, Casey, Megan, Zot, Jack, Sophia, Dane, Kirsty, Robin, Chick, Mermaid, Daddykins, Alaria, Lori, Gregory, Stan, Kaka, Nina, Ribbon, Brittany, Ashley, Ravenclaw, Gavin, Jack, Serenity, Emily, Haley, Sabrina, Sean, Jenna, Laura, Mazeltov, Eileen, Annette, Kirsten, Hufflepuff, Brett, Hunter, Mary, Artemis, Transpeopler, People, Danae, Samantha, Tatiana, Anina, Taylor, Karis, Vomit Spiders, Tony, Alfier, Jordan, Steamed Nuggets, and Cat Eye Potter, who never make the mistake of starting to cook dinner and realizing that they didn't get an ingredient from the grocery store, then going back to the grocery store, getting that ingredient, then continue to cook dinner and realize, oh no, there's another ingredient I forgot, and then go to the grocery store again and get that ingredient again before you can finish cooking dinner. If you want to be like one of these amazing patrons and get access to bonus content like bonus episodes, monthly live streams, exclusive merchandise, and more, you can head on over to patreon.com/potterless. But without further ado, let's get into episode 152 of Potterless, the Birdie Bots Trivia Challenge, guest starring my wife, Kelly Schubert. Hello, Internet, and welcome back to another episode of Potterless, the tale of a grown man who never read the Harry Potter series as a kid. He read them as an adult, and now he is a full-fledged Harry Potter
superfan question mark? My name is Mike Schuber. I am that potential superfan, which we will be finding out partially today as we do a very special episode of Potterless that combines trivia and candy and love, because I'm here joined today by my wife, Kelly Beckman Schubert, the reason the podcast exists. Kelly, how's it going?
I'm good, Michael. How are you?
I'm great. That sounded very natural.
Hello, person who's the only person I've had an interaction with for the last 8 months. How are you today?
We've gone to parks and sat very far away from our friends.
We've seen other people. Not a day has gone by in the last 8 months that I have not seen you.
Didn't we have one day in Texas where we didn't?
You're right. It was only like 12 hours.
It was pretty long.
Well, I guess normally I see you every day, but I don't normally see you 24 hours a day, every day.
You're stuck with me.
The only time that we spend apart, which I'm totally enjoying spending all my time with you, by the way. This is not a snide. It's spending
thank you.
The only time that we spend apart is that I go to bed 2 hours before you, and you wake up 2 hours after me. So you have 2 hours where you play video games at night, and I have 2 hours where I get work done in the morning.
Look, someone needs to either break out of hell or lead the Vancouver Groove to a fictional NBA title, or let Schuberinho, my Brazilian counterpart, rise to the top of FIFA stardom. It's a tough job, but someone's got to do it.
And you know what? Somebody has to sort out our health insurance, and somebody has to schedule our flu shots, and somebody's got to organize our bank information and finances.
You act like I don't bring anything to the table in this marriage.
We can just take this out. I don't know where the hostility is coming from. Maybe it's because it's my half birthday and you haven't gotten me half of a gift.
How old are you? 28 years old? Half birthday? 28.
I'm 28 and a half, Michael. And all you got me was half of a hug.
And half of a kiss.
And half a kiss.
Well, I'm also going to give you half of a box of Birdie Bots Every Flavor beans, because what we're doing in this episode is, a while ago for Valentine's Day, Marchismo, longtime producer-level patron of the show, sent us a whole bunch of Harry Potter candy, and the only ones we didn't eat were the Birdie Bots Every Flavored Beans, because I wanted to make this episode and I thought it would be a fun time.
What did we eat?
We had the jelly slugs, which were really good. Yeah. They were kind of like a Swedish fish, but had different flavors.
Yeah.
So those were really delicious. There was a chocolate frog, and there was some other chocolate thing in there that was really tasty.
Yeah.
But it was a very wonderful, very sweet Valentine's Day present from Marchismo.
I remember
this,
yeah.
I'm very excited to now do what I've wanted to do. We've turned this into a fun game because I've never had these jelly beans ever, because A, I do not like jelly beans, and B, I don't like the prospect of eating jelly beans that taste bad on purpose. I've never understood why. This was big in my middle school. People would have these beans all of the time, and I would always refuse them because it did not seem entertaining by any means. But you love jelly beans, right?
I love jelly beans, especially the Starburst Easter jelly bean line that comes out every year. My family is a very big jelly bean family, and we have definitely gotten Birdie Bots Every Flavored Beans for Christmas multiple years. Last year I got a white elephant gift, I believe, that was Bean Boozled.
Yes.
Which is the same idea.
Well,
half of them
a little
taste
different.
Like it's got like a little plunger and one bean comes up, and it's kind of what's inspired this game of then you decide who eats it.
Right. And then you're taking a 50-50 shot of the blue ones are either blueberry or dish soap.
Exactly.
But these, I don't know. I purposely have avoided looking at the colors because I have no idea what any of them are. You said you have some recollection of it. And we have the box with the key of what each color is of a flavor. And I have no idea. So keeping true to the true essence of Potterless, I have no idea what's happening right now. I have no idea what I'm about to eat. The only things I know exist are vomit and earwax. And I believe that's it. I think there's also grass. And I have no idea what else is a potential possibility.
Yeah, I think this includes all the flavors that I remember. And it's the same kind of idea of some of the reds are good, and some of the reds are bad, and some of the blues are good, and some of the blues are bad. And obviously, I do think that if you look at the key, you're going to know which one's which.
Mm-hmm.
But we just won't look at the key.
So here's how this is going to work. We have a bowl of jelly beans in between us. We will take turns picking out a jelly bean. Then the other person will ask Harry Potter trivia to the jelly bean holder. If they get it right, they get to decide if they eat the bean or if they give away the bean. If they get it wrong, the question asker gets to decide. So you have the advantage of probably knowing what the flavors are. I don't.
And I definitely remember some of them. They're etched in there forever.
And then if I am the one that eats the beans, since I have no idea what it is, just to see how good I am at taste testing, I will describe what I believe the flavor to be. And we'll see how correct I am at guessing these wild flavors, especially because I have no idea what's a potential possibility.
And then I have two ideas for what the winner can do.
All right.
Since this is one, somebody sent us some tasty British snacks.
Gannett sent us some awesome British candies.
Some actually good candies, not half and half chance they're going to be good candies. Winner gets the first taste of those. Or the loser does the dishes of the other person's next cooking adventure.
You're only saying that because that is what happened most recently.
Yeah, I know.
And I won.
I lost.
How about this? Whoever wins for any of the British candies that have an odd number of things, the winner gets the extra.
I'm not sure
so
I want to give that away.
So it's not an even 50-50 split.
Because usually you just let me have the extra. We don't split it. You let me have it.
Your pick. So dishes or odd number of candies?
Both.
Okay. I will give you first dibs of picking a bean, and then I will ask you a trivia question.
Oh, you're going to ask me first. Okay, I'll pick a bean. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's great audio for the folks at home.
Okay.
What color bean are you looking at?
It's kind of an orange color.
Orange?
Yeah, that's how I say orange.
Orange.
You know that's how I say orange.
O-R-N-G, orange.
It's got a single red dot on it.
Mm.
I think in my mind, I actually know what this is.
Okay. I will say that all of my trivia questions come from our resident quiz master, Kevin, who does all of the Potterless trivia stuff.
I'm so going to get it wrong.
So here's the first question, Kelly. What insult did Snape use against Neville in the first potions class?
Come on. I don't know.
It's iconic.
Kevin.
Take
it's
a
iconic?
Guess. I don't know. I think it's pretty great.
Like, is it a name that he calls him? Or
just
like
a mean thing for a grown adult to say to an 11-year-old
kid.
He
calls him a name.
Yeah. An insult you would call someone.
Yeah. Yeah, that's my answer. He calls him
a
name.
No, you have to say what it is.
He calls him a worthless leech.
Mm-mm. He calls him an idiot boy. I am going to make you eat it because I think it's earwax.
I'm pretty sure I know what this is and I don't want to eat it.
Is it the vomit one?
I think so.
Well, just eat it. Come on. Look on the little key and see what
Hold
it is.
Hold on. Before I bite into it, can we get a napkin in here?
Yes, we have one. Here, let me give you the napkin in case you have to spit it out. What flavor was it?
I'm pretty sure there was a vomit.
Check on the box.
That was the one that I remember. No, where's the water? Give me your apple. That was the one I remembered from. I knew what that was going to be. Because I remembered it because it's etched in there. That was nasty. I don't know how you're going to do this. And I also used our paper towel.
Okay, now I have an all yellow bean. No dots, nothing. Just a plain yellow bean.
I think I know what that is too.
Okay.
What was the name of the pygmy puff Ginny bought from Weasley's Wizard Wheezes?
I have no idea. The pygmy puff?
Pygmy puff.
Peter.
Arnold.
Arnold. Ugh. Okay, am I eating it or
eat
are
it.
You? Okay.
Pretty sure I know what it is.
Oh, man. I think I might. Hmm. Oh, it actually tastes good.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. I'm pretty sure there were no dots on it.
Just plain yellow.
All right. What's your guess?
It tastes really good, but I can't really pick out a strong flavor.
Was it
was
yellow
sweet.
Or was it yellow or white?
Yellow. I don't think it was particularly strong, but was it just lemon sherbet?
Oh, okay. Was it lemon?
Maybe.
There are three that look similar. Lemon, rotten egg, and earwax.
It was definitely not rotten egg. Maybe earwax is just very tasty, but I'm pretty sure it was lemon.
Well, did it taste like lemon?
Yeah, it did, but not particularly strongly of lemon.
I thought I remember the lemon one being brighter than that, but I guess we'll figure it out if we get another one of them.
So I think it was lemon.
All right. Well, I wish I'd eaten it then.
All right. Your turn to pick a bean.
No. I have a dark blue bean.
Ooh.
No. Okay. Spots or anything.
Okay. Next trivia question for you.
Okay.
What did Bathilda Bagshot bring to the Dumbledores to welcome them to their new home?
Was it a baked good?
Yes.
I have to answer which fake gift.
Yes, you can't just give vague answers. Was it a gift?
Well, you know what? I'm not going to give more if I don't have to.
It was a baked good.
Brownies.
Come on. A wizarding baked good.
Treacle tart.
No.
Pumpkin pasties.
No, okay, no.
Wait. Cauldron cakes.
You were correct on the fifth try, but no.
No, wait.
You got four wrong things. So I'm going to eat it. I would like to eat it.
Here you go. I think I know what this one is, too.
I'm going to guess it's like a regular flavor. My harebrained scheme of this is that the ones that aren't funkily patterned and stuff are probably normal flavors that they just took from a regular jelly bean company. Ooh.
Really?
Not great.
Because I think I know what that was, and I thought it was good.
It tasted good at first, but then it wasn't wonderful. I'm still just going to guess blueberry and just think it's a bad jelly bean.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was blueberry.
Okay.
You just don't like blueberry jelly beans, I guess.
I guess not. I didn't think it tasted particularly good. It wasn't so gross that I could tell it was intentionally bad. I just don't think it was very tasty.
All right, pick a bean, Miko.
Oh, no. I don't like the looks of this one. It's orange with a lot of red speckles. This feels like earwax. I'm afraid of it.
What are the names of Snape's parents?
Oh, man. It's something Prince. And then I don't think his dad is ever named. Does his dad have a name?
Apparently.
Oh my God. I'm not going to get it. It's something Prince because of his mom. And then I have no idea what his dad is named.
It is Tobias Snape and Eileen Prince.
Okay. Am I eating this one?
Yeah.
You already had vomit?
Yeah. Here's your paper towel.
Do you think it's also vomit? More than one?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
But there's multiple dots. You said it only had one dot.
By the way, these have 0 grams of protein in them.
Oh, man. All right.
You're taking this much better than... Yeah. Oh, yeah. I was like, the fact that you made a reaction on blueberry and not immediately on vomit.
That is terrifyingly accurate.
Yeah, it's disgusting. Oh. And by the way, I looked in the bowl. There's like 5 more of those.
Oh, oh, that's bad. Oh, that is bad. Okay. Here's one that's very near and dear to my heart. What is the first thing that Voldemort says in Goblet of Fire when he's brought back to life in the cemetery? The first thing.
The very first thing.
Yeah, he's just born out of baby mode and he raises out of the cauldron and he says a command.
A command.
A command.
He says,
Wormtail, burp me.
You're close. He says, robe me. So here, pick a bean.
Wait, maybe just like half a bean.
No, because you got me.
Oh, I know what this one is. Okay. It's light pink. It's got green, yellow, and red.
You're
speckles.
You're eating it. I'm not doing that.
I know what it is.
What is it?
It's Tutti Frutti.
Oh.
It's a flavor that's supposed to be good, but it's like, actually, maybe it's not Tutti Frutti. Let me check the box because it tastes like bubblegum. No, it says it's Tutti Frutti. Is Tutti Frutti a brand of bubblegum?
No.
Okay. Tastes like bubblegum. Straight up tastes like, I'm pretty sure Tutti Frutti is like the bubble, like, you know, like the bubble tape, like the tape measure thing.
That's not called Tutti Frutti. That's called Hubba Bubba.
Tutti Frutti.
It is a chain of frozen yogurt places. My father, Joel P. Schubert, loves Tutti Frutti frozen yogurt.
All right. I don't know. Well, it's Tutti Frutti.
Okay.
It tastes like bubblegum. It's not so bad.
Okay.
It's a good vomit palate cleanser.
Okay. Now I have a yellowish, greenish looking bean with some darker specks. I can't tell if they're brown or darker green. So this might be grass.
You said it's green with what?
Looks like green with either brown or green specks on it.
Okay. What was the code name that Fred was mistakenly called on Potter Watch?
Mistakenly?
Mistakenly called on Potter Watch.
Mistakenly called makes me feel like they called him the code name for George.
Probably, yeah.
Which makes me think I want to guess King, but I thought King was because of Kingsley. I thought was that. Kingsley's was some sort of play on King, but I don't remember exactly what it was. I'm going to just say King as my guess.
Okay. Well, his actual code name was Rapier.
Rapier, yeah.
Rapier. I would not pick that name. Mm-hmm. It's a sword. But he was mistakenly called Rodent.
Rodent.
Eat it.
Oh, gosh. I'm guessing this is grass. Oh, yeah. It's grass. I think. Or it tastes like oniony almost. Is it onion? Oh, it's very earthy. I'm sticking with grass as my guess.
I'm pretty sure that you're eating booger.
Booger. Oh, man.
Ugh. Yeah, why didn't we bring something stronger than water in here? We should be alternating these with Cadbury chocolates.
Oh, not great.
Uh-oh. This doesn't look
What do you
promising.
Got?
All right. It's The lighting in here is low, but it's either a dark brown or a dark purple with darker speckles on it. That doesn't bode well. I don't know what it is, though. I have some feelings.
How much does Harry's wand cost?
16 galleons.
7 galleons.
Oh, inflation.
Eat it.
Oh.
What flavor is it?
Oh. Oh, no.
What flavor is it?
I think it might be earthworm.
That's an option? Oh, no. Oh.
It's either earthworm or dirt. Let me look. Oh, but it tasted worse than dirt. I would have rather dirt. Oh. Actually, I think it was dirt, but earthworm is in there, just so you know.
Oh, boy.
That was something that stuck in my head as a kid, but I'm pretty sure that one was dirt. Mm. Oh. But it tasted worse than dirt. I would be okay with the grass one. I just had a matcha tea latte. It's basically the same thing.
Okay, so now I have one that is, it looks just like a light purple, but it's almost like a mauve, so it's got hints of brown in it. I feel like this is one that could go either way, where it's either going to be like a muted grape or it's gross as hell.
Okay. How many exceptions are there to Gamp's elemental law?
Oh, it's almost like the yada yada over this every time it comes up in the book. How many exceptions? I think there are. J.K. Rowling likes important numbers. I'm going to say it's either 3 or 7. I'm going to say 7.
5.
5. Mm.
Can I see it for you? I decide who eats it. Oh, that is a pretty color. I'll let you try that.
Okay.
It is mauve-ish.
Yeah, definitely a muted purple, not a violent purple.
Muted purple, the opposite of violent purple. What? Oh.
It's not good, whatever it is. It tastes almost like meat.
That's what I thought. It's sausage.
Ugh. Yeah, it's not bad enough where I'm spitting it out, but it, again, very scarily tastes like meat.
Which ones did you eat? You had the vomit and the...
Either grass or booger.
Yeah, you had booger. It was definitely booger. I know what grass looks like. That wasn't grass. All right.
Man, that tastes so much like sausage.
It's a dark red, but more on the, like, brown side. But it's got no speckles on it. I might end up eating it. It smells like nothing. My mom called me to tell me the other day that she remembered that I was the only kid who got something stuck up my nose as a kid. And the bean, when I was sniffing it, it almost went shooting up my nose.
What'd you get stuck in your nose as a kid?
A stone, a pebble.
Why?
At my church playground. I was just playing with it and I stuffed it up my nose. My mom was freaking out. And eventually I just sneezed and it came out. But apparently that's the thing that people take their kids to emergency rooms before. It came up because my friend's a PA and she apparently saw a bunch of people in one day who had things stuck up their nose. And my mom was like, oh, I didn't know I was supposed to take her to the hospital. So anyway, I almost got this jelly bean stuck up my nose as a 28 and a half year old. So
fun. Okay. How was Broderick Bode killed while recovering in St. Mungo's?
Oh, the plant strangled him to death. It was Devil's Snare.
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to take a gamble because I think I know what it is.
Okay.
I think it's watermelon.
Oh, cool.
And so I'm going to try it.
Go for it.
If I'm wrong and it's like earth, oh my gosh, it might be earthworm. Ah-ha! What have I done?
Oh, is it earthworm?
That was definitely earthworm.
What does it taste like?
You want to try it?
No, not at all. Not at all.
It tastes like the dirt one, but with an element of stinkiness.
Ooh.
Where's the apple? That was nasty. I'm pretty sure that was earthworm. I've been waiting for it to come up. Maybe it was dirt again. I don't know. It tasted nasty, though. One of us has to get earthworm so we know the difference. Apparently, this has to be me because I'm the only one that had. That was gross. Okay.
Okay. I have one that is a very light blue, almost white, but there's little tiny speckles of blue throughout it.
What shape is Dumbledore's birthmark in?
Where is his birthmark?
I'm pretty sure he tells us because it's one of his, like, secrecy questions or something. It's actually pretty funny. I remembered this one.
I'm going to guess that it is a moon shape, just like his glasses.
A map of the London Underground.
Okay.
When McGonagall is asking Dumbledore about baby Harry's scar on his forehead and whether or not it will go away.
Mm.
He says that he has a scar on his left knee that is a perfect map of the London Underground. So he said sometimes scars can come in handy.
Hmm. Okay, am I eating this bean or are you?
You're going to eat that bean. Let me see it real quick. It's not so bad.
Hmm. This is soap, isn't it?
It's soap, yeah.
Well, I haven't gotten any trivia right, but I've gotten all of the gross beans correct.
We've only gotten collectively between us one trivia question right.
Mm-hmm. Everyone is screaming at their podcasts right now.
All right. It's a light green, almost like a lime green. Maybe it's lime.
Oh, it's grass, isn't it?
I do remember in the pack that I had, there was lime and there was grass, and they were the two that were meant to look the same. Mm.
What are the three D's of apparition?
Location, location, location.
The three D's of apparition.
Determination?
Mm-hmm.
Disapparation?
No.
Okay, all right, all right. That's not what I meant. I meant... deference.
No.
Divination.
No. Oh my gosh.
Deniability.
Destination, determination, deliberation. You got one out of three.
That's some bull crap. The only one that actually means anything is determination.
You said deference.
I don't know. Coming up with all the D words I could think of that weren't dung.
You're eating it.
It's grass. Oh, oh gosh. It's like grass, but not like, okay, I've eaten grass before, right? You've eaten grass before?
Mm-hmm.
And you like sometimes stick it in your mouth to like whistle when you were a kid. Did you ever do that?
No.
And also?
No, not at all.
No, like you take a blade of grass and you put it in your mouth and blow through it a certain way, it whistles?
I understand the concept. I don't put grass in my mouth.
I've had grass in my mouth plenty of times is what I'm trying to say.
I don't put grass in my mouth intentionally.
Oh. Well, I have. That was way worse.
Okay, so this is a dark green bean. No spots or anything like that. All just solid dark green.
Okay. Where does Dudley go to school?
Ugh. I remember there's the deleted scene where Petunia even makes fun of him. Like, you go to this one. And it's got such a prim and proper sounding name. I'm just going to say a British sounding name. Wemsley.
Smeltings Academy.
Smeltings.
Smeltings Academy.
Right. Okay. Am I eating this or you?
I'll eat it.
Oh.
I think it's watermelon.
Okay. It is just all
or
green.
It's earthworm. I just keep saying that. Oh, thank goodness. It's watermelon.
Oh, nice. All right.
Oh, that's good. That's nice after the grass.
Hey, Pass Kelly. I'm glad to hear that the watermelon is nice after the grass. You know what else is nice after the grass? Taking another break, a little palate cleanser from the gross beans. It's a little segment I like to call Wingardium Adoritosa. Today's episode of Potterless is brought to you by Calm. Let's say hypothetically that you are me, Mike Schubert, or my wife, Kelly Schubert, and you just spent an hour eating a bunch of disgusting jelly beans. And later that night, you're trying to go to sleep, but you just have these horrible flashbacks about what you had to eat earlier in the day. How are you going to shake these terrors and get to sleep soundly? You could use the app Calm. Calm is an app designed to help you ease stress and get the best sleep of your life. When you relieve anxiety and improve your sleep, you feel better in every part of your life. And I got to say, that's very true. During election week, I was not getting a lot of sleep and my anxiety was very high and my days were not very productive. But now I'm getting more sleep and I have less anxiety and I feel great during the day. So Calm can do that for you, but you don't have to deal with an election happening. Calm has a whole library of programs designed for healthy sleep. They've got soundscapes, guided meditations, and over 100 sleep stories narrated by soothing voices like Stephen Fry, Kelly Rowland, and Laura Dern. I've used Calm and I enjoy it. There's over 85 million people around the world who use Calm, and I just appreciate the soundscapes a whole lot. I like listening to things like rain noises and stuff when I'm trying to focus. So the fact that Calm has a whole wide array of those makes me very happy. So whether you're just trying to chill out or you're trying to transform your sleeping process and have something soothing send you off into the dreamscape, Calm can be there for you. And for Potterless listeners, Calm is offering a special limited time promotion of 40% off a Calm premium subscription at calm.com/potterless. That's 40% off unlimited access to Calm's entire library. New content is added every single week and you can get that at calm.com/potterless. So get started today at calm.com/potterless. That's calm.com/potterless. Get that 40% and start listening to soothing things so you can forget about the gross jelly beans today. And now you'll hear words from a few sponsors who make it feasible for me to be a full-time podcaster. Some of these ads will be read by me, others of them won't. The ones that aren't are inserted locally, so if you live internationally, don't be surprised if you hear an ad in your country's native language. And once those ads are complete, we'll get back to this episode of Potterless.
This episode of Potterless is brought to you by Arena Club. Now, if you listen to this podcast, it should be no secret that I am both a sports nerd and more of a traditional nerd. And when you think of these two types of nerddom, there's one thing that links them together, and that is card collecting. Whether you are looking to buy, trade, sell, or display a card collection of sports cards or Pokemon cards, you should check out Arena Club. ArenaClub.com is the place where you can do all of these things. I have recently made a purchase on the marketplace. I got Lieutenant Surge's Raichu, which is my favorite Pokemon, and I didn't even know that there was a Lieutenant Surge version of the Raichu. So that is a card that I now have, and it's not just some digital thing. I can have this card physically mailed to me. So there's a bunch of cool stuff you can do with Arena Club, including their slab packs. If you have ever done any sort of card collecting, you know that ripping packs or repacks can be a zero transparency type of thing where you're just hoping you get some sort of cool card. But what's nice about the slab packs with Arena Club is that you have full transparency. You see what available cards are there, what your percentage of getting them is, what the gradings are. So it is not a complete black box. You're going into this knowing what cards you might get. And I've been using Arena Club and it's pretty cool. It's very easy for me to look up different cards. I can favorite them, see what I want. And then whenever I want them shipped to me, I can get them shipped to me. And then I'll have the physical versions of them. Right now, you can get 10% off your first purchase by going to arenaclub.com/potterless. Wow, that is a wild offer. 10% off a $400 slab pack is $40 right there. Wow. Anyways, that's arenaclub.com/potterless for 10% off your first purchase.
That's a wild offer. 10% off a $400 slab pack
in a more transparent way. Whether you're a sports nerd or a Pokemon nerd or all sorts of nerds like me, you can use Arena Club today.
Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.
All right, this is a violently yellow bean.
Are there any spots?
There are like a couple of white spots.
This feels like earwax.
I'm scared.
What was the password used to access Potterwatch the first time Harry listened?
Albus Dumbledore. No, Albus Percival.
No,
Brian.
It was just Albus, but oh. I'll give it to you. Am I eating it?
It's either lemon or it's here, you eat it.
Oh, it's earwax. Oh.
I don't know.
Let's find out.
I think it's lemon, actually. I love lemon jelly beans.
Oh, this definitely is lemon.
So maybe you had earwax? You think earwax tastes like lemon?
What's really funny is I either ate rotten egg or earwax and I thought it tasted good.
I know. That's why I believed you when you said it was lemon, but I don't think that was lemon that you had before.
I don't think it is either.
Well, there are some white ones left. Maybe we'll figure it out.
This jelly bean is reddish with what appears to be just a few dark red spots in it.
Okay.
But not many.
What book does Hermione steal from Professor Dumbledore's office?
Oh, it's the Ancient Runes. Dumbledore gives her Beetle the Bard. I think she has an Ancient Runes book so that she can translate the Beetle the Bard, because I think the Beetle the Bard one's in Ancient Runes. So I'm guessing in his Ancient Runes textbook.
Oh my gosh, my stomach hurts really bad. Ow. What? Of course it does. This is gross. She used a spell to steal the book on Horcruxes. Secrets of the Darkest Art.
I've never heard of that.
That was the book that she suspected that Voldemort found out of the Horcruxes from.
All right. Am I eating this or you?
You're eating it.
Oh, what is
it? Pretty sure I know what it is. You can eat half of it if you want me to eat the other half.
Oh, right. Oh, it's really bad. Oh, what is that?
We have found.
It's like spicy.
It's spicy?
It's spicy, but also really bad tasting.
It's either cinnamon or earthworm.
I think it's cinnamon. It's just gross.
All right, let me see.
It feels like it could be
earthworm. I'm going to lick it. I'm not even going to eat it.
Ugh.
Ah, no.
That's earthworm?
Uh-huh.
Okay, well, it is a little spicy. Ah. Why is it spicy?
Because earthworms are spicy.
Ugh.
Even just from licking the outside of it.
Oh,
we finally found Earthworm. I thought it was going to be brown, but apparently it's a red.
God, that is so bad.
Tastes like vomit meets dirt.
With a little dash of cayenne. God. Your turn to pick a bean.
Okay.
Why do people do this?
I don't know. All right. This one is orange, and I see no red dots on it.
Ooh.
But I've been fooled in the past. It could be vomit, but just have no dots on it.
What does N-E-W-T stand for?
Newt.
What does it stand for?
Gosh, I think this is vomit. Newt. Newt. New?
No.
Exemplary?
No.
Wizarding?
Yes.
Tests?
Yes.
Never?
No.
Nincompoop?
Okay, no. You are the nincompoop here. It's nastily exhausting wizarding test.
I can't. My stomach hurts so much. Do you want it?
No, you got it.
I don't know if it's orange or vomit.
Take a tiny bite.
It's vomit. It just has those spots on it. Wow. My stomach. It's gonna be a
We're
long
almost
night.
Done with the beans, thank God.
Oh.
So this is a pink bean with brown specks
All right,
on it.
I just realized it doesn't we look shouldn't promising. Be trusting you with the color descriptions. It's not pink. It's a light white.
Did you just say light white?
Yeah, like a cream.
As opposed to dark white?
It's like a cream. It's like a light cream.
In my defense, this is not a very well-lit studio.
That's true. It's kind of our studio has like a pinkish glow to it. But
okay, so it's a creamy white with brownish spots. It does not look appetizing. If I get this trivia question right, I will be passing this bean. Oh, no.
How does Albus Dumbledore break his nose?
He didn't play Quidditch, did he? I'm going to guess he broke it in his duel with Grindelwald.
Close.
Huh.
His brother punched him.
Oh, right. Yeah. Oh, at the funeral.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right. I'm guessing you're going to make me eat this one.
Yeah. I know what it is. It's not so bad. You're fine. How does it taste? Maybe I should have taken it because I'm curious. You don't look happy, though.
It's not bad. It tastes a little...
burnt?
It tastes like marshmallow.
It's burnt marshmallow.
Oh, well, yeah, it tastes good.
It tasted good?
Yeah.
Darn it, I should have taken it. Okay.
I am up to 6 out of 7 for guessing the flavors correctly. The only one I got wrong was Earthworm.
I feel so sick. I don't know if it's the sugar content or the fact
it's gotta
that this
be that.
Is just, well, I mean, it's also these are disgusting, but I feel so sick.
Describe your bean.
It is hot pink.
Ooh.
Or violently pink.
What was the first sponsor of the Potterless podcast?
Audible.
Yes.
I'm going to eat it.
Okay.
Because I think I know what it is.
What do you think it is?
I've been burned by this before.
What do you think it is?
I think it's cotton candy. It is very, very good.
Oh, good.
It's not cotton candy. It tastes almost like strawberry, but sweeter. It says candy floss. What's candy floss?
Oh, that's what they call cotton candy in
the UK. Oh, but it tastes better than that. Maybe UK cotton candy is better.
Maybe it is.
Oh, this is very good. I'm just going to keep this like plugged to the roof of my mouth for the next round when I have to eat something gross.
So this is a plain darker cream, you know, a darker white, if you will. Like an eggshelly looking one. I'm afraid this is either booger or earwax, whichever one I thought tasted good and might be lemon.
In the Sorcerer's Stone, Harry and his friends are awarded last minute house points, putting them ahead of Slytherin by how many points?
It puts them ahead by 10 because they were tied and then Neville gets 10 bullshit points for bravery.
What was the score?
Oh,
points.
I don't. Who give? Who the?
That was the
fuck
actual.
Knows what the score is.
That was the actual question of the quiz.
I have no idea. Is it like 470 to 460? I don't even know what the numbers even end up in a ballpark.
482 to 472.
I was very close. Okay, so do it. Is that a correct for me?
I don't know.
I said 10. I got it right.
I don't want to eat that.
Well, too bad.
What? No, I'm pretty sure I know what it is.
It's yours to eat.
Oh. This is the one you had that you couldn't tell.
Yeah. What is it? It's not bad, right?
It's not bad, but it's not good.
It's either Booger or earwax?
It's either rotten egg.
Rotten egg.
Or earwax.
It's gotta be earwax.
You know.
Alas.
Alas. That's why I was gonna say you would want to try it. Do you want to try it and see if it's the same one you had?
Sure.
It's like a mix between soap and lemon. Is that the same one you had at the beginning?
Mm-hmm. It's not bad.
So here's an interesting fact. My cats love to eat earwax.
Mm.
If you want them to lick your fingers, just stick your finger in your ear. You don't even have to dig out anything, though they do love the clumps. Just dig out a little bit and then they'll lick it. I wonder if they're onto something.
I don't think they are. But that's not bad.
That was not so bad. I was really scared I was going to throw up on your microphone. Okay. Meantime. All right, I'll take this mysterious looking one.
Describe it.
It's mauve with darker purple and white speckles.
Doesn't sound very good. It
I feel sick just thinking about it. Also, this room is starting to smell like the ones we spit out.
Definitely going to evacuate.
This airtight soundproof room is locking in the smell of vomit jelly beans.
In Harry's first year at Hogwarts, what did the Dursleys get Harry for Christmas?
It's worse than just not sending him something.
Mm-hmm.
It's like an old office supply thing.
They just give him 50 pence.
Wow. They sent him, what is that, like 2 quarters?
According to coinmill.com, the currency converter, 50 pence sterling is 66 United States cents.
I think the postage costs more. All right.
Eat it. Oh. Do you know what it is?
Oh, I have no idea. I'm trying to evaluate it before I look at the box. And I'm like, oh my gosh. Why did I agree to this? I don't even see this on the box. I don't know what this is. Is this sausage? No, you already had. Is this sausage?
Oh, it's just, it looks tastes different than the one I had.
It tastes a little meaty.
Let me smell it.
It just had more speckles than yours. Yeah, it smells like sausage. Oh,
yeah, that's the sausage one. Isn't it so bad? It's terrifyingly tastes like sausage, but is also candy.
Like bad sausage.
Yeah. Oh, it's
I think
not
my
good.
Fingers smell like it now.
So we are on the final bean. Process of elimination tells us this is rotten egg. Based on the color of this, which is like a creamy, yellowy, solid-looking bean.
One could assume.
I'm pretty sure that this is rotten egg. You're already beating me 3-1 in the trivia, so I don't think I'm going to be able to win the trivia, but I can make you eat a rotten egg bean.
I can make you sit up all night with me while I puke into our toilet. That really blanks my blank.
Steams my nuggets.
Wrong! That really irks my bananas! All right, let me find a real question. Hey, it's not my fault you got it wrong. We all need to come to terms.
I'm sure everyone at home got that one correct, too.
I mean, if they're following along...
Ask me a question.
...at my secret Twitter handle, then probably... Who helped the Dursleys escape number 4 Privet Drive before Harry flew away for the last time?
That one is, it's the people with fun names. It's Daedalus Diggle and Hestia Jones.
I gave you one I knew you would do. No. But I don't want to eat the rotten egg.
Okay, then I'll eat the rotten egg since you gave me a nice question. Oh, boy. Oh, that's so bad.
Oh, you spit that out so fast.
That might be worse than vomit.
Let me smell it.
That is rough.
Oh.
That is rough.
Oh,
that's bad.
It's nasty.
Ugh.
So overall. I really enjoyed the candy floss flavor.
I hated everything because I don't like jelly beans.
Tutti Frutti was fine.
I've learned that earwax is actually tasty.
Watermelon was fine. The flavors we did not get, green apple.
Oh, man, that would have been great.
That would have been a really nice palate cleanser. Cinnamon.
Okay.
Cherry.
Oh, man.
Black pepper.
That would have been fine, too.
And banana.
What the fuck?
We got all the shitty flavors.
Oh, my God.
And there was only one candy floss, one Tutti Frutti, and one blueberry, and one lemon.
My goodness. Well, you have won the trivia challenge with a blistering score of 3-2.
I'm going to go cook something really messy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what it's going to be.
I'll clean it up happily as I listen to podcasts in my ears while I do the dishes, my favorite nighttime activity. But Kelly, thank you so much for joining. This was an experience.
This happened.
This took place. If people want to find you doing stuff on the internet, where can they do so?
My Twitter. I have a Twitter. I do forget that I have a Twitter because I use it. Well, for a while, I was only using it to fuel my election stress. Mm. And then previous to that, I was only using it to follow BTS. So I sometimes forget that I have a Twitter, but I am Vote For Me, Kelly B. And I have a secret Twitter, which is my cat's only Twitter. Vote yes for Kelly S. So that's where you can find me if you want to see some silly things.
Well, Kelly, thank you so much for joining. Listeners, thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed hearing our audible pain as we put our taste buds and our stomachs through the ringer. And we will now be concluding this episode and eating lots of tasty British food. But
I don't think I can eat anything. I feel
I'm going to eat it all right now. But listeners, thanks again for listening. And until next time, as I say, in the wizarding world of Harry Potter, before they wash out their mouths with actual food that tastes good, wizard on!
I suppose you could also find me on your Instagram stories.
Yeah, you're there quite a bit.
I'm there.
Hey, if you didn't catch it in the intro, we are doing a Potterless Digital live show on December 3rd. That is a Thursday. We're doing it at 7 p.m. Eastern time, but you can watch a replay at any single time. Every single ticket comes with a link, so you can watch the replay of it as many times as you want. You can get tickets and see what we're doing for the show. We're doing Wizarding World Survivor. It's going to be a hoot. You can get all of that at bit.ly/potterlessholiday2020, all lowercase, bit.ly/potterlessholiday2020. Potterless is created by Mick Schubert. It is hosted by Mick Schubert. It is edited by Mick Schubert. It is produced by Mick Schubert, as well as Vicky Garcia, Christine, Aaron Johnson, Klauser, Lopu, Marchismo, Samantha Rose, Juan Sanfiliu, Rosemary, Daj, Maria, Lisa C. Keen, Romina Rivadinier, Audra, Eleanor Curlin, Nikita Power, Rachel Guthrie, Zachary Pulido, Alex Consulver, John Cocker, Noel Basile, Claire Spencer, Rory Collier, Veronica Bartova, Lada Bartova, Noah, Tracy Toya, Kylene, Jennifer Marklew, Justin Montero, Jacob Parrish, Maya Gray, Mark Body, Polly Burge, Zena Resnowski, Harlan Haskins, Noelia, Nikki Harris, Kine, Amanda Alford, Kafir Shaltiel, Sarah Shetter, Marta Morrison, Maya Flores, Sake, Georgia Davis, Skyla Lily, Edel Ryan, Professor Threat, Ellie Hoskovchova, Michael David Yordi, Kelly Otilio, Kerry Crumpler, Connie Bienkowski, Jen Went, Nedry OS, Will Huser, Marco Cepeda, Marie Grieger, Ashton Gabrielson, Brittany Gutierrez, Fail on the Meadows Family, Ginny from the Block, Heather Lingiel, Kevin Stewart, Laurie McDonald, Jarls Fiven, Peter McGrath, Jan and Rose Dowb, Callahan and Daris, Leah Reed, Melissa Rabb, Bella Baralak, Melanie Demi, Becca Spry, Reese Dignan, Adam Graham, Joseph Torp, Lily's Mom Madison, Don't Call Me an Infidora, Sabrina Balsiger, Sophia Loves Pigs, Farzan Sharabat, Melanie Dehreif, Matt Barger, Okamahime, Bony Pony, Kelsey Gillespie, Rika Mangor Jensen, Taylor Payne, Megan Moon, Riley Kiedis, Laurel Happy, Rossanne Batamana, Erica Butler, Miranda, Landon Schrausch, Kendra Hertz, Natanya Page, Yogan Shanley, Darcy Alexandra Harrison, Sandra Rose, Craig McRoberts, Lior Nachum, Demi Lynn, Michelle Spurgeon, Calista Delano, Jennifer Terzian, Henrique Wolf, Jeremy Elmore, Delkis, Katrina Smith, Jericho Law, Casey Canales, Megan Stempin, Zat, Jack Skitzes, Sophia Lyon, Dane Nemcher, Kirsty, Robin Garcia, Chick Parm, Mermaid and her Daddykins, Alaria Vicentin, Laurie, Gregory Hughes, The Real Stan Chun, Pike, Caw Caw, Mother Feathers, Nina Jazalik, Ribbon Monstrosity, Brittany Harper, Ashley Summers, Your Friendly Neighbor, Ravenclaw, Gavin Miller, Jack Parr, Serenity, Allen, Emily Quinlan, Haley Hastings, Sabrina Casanova, Sean Allen, Jenny Browers, Laura Mazel Tov, Hila, Eileen Gazesh, Annette Pipitone, Kirsten R. Cunningham, Hufflepuff alumni, Brett Clausen, Hunter Gordon, Mary Price, Artemis, Tatiana Shmitova, Taylor Roberts, Karis Davies, Little Vomit Spiders Running Around, Tony Joe, Wandering Alfear, Danae Ferguson, Jordan Engel, Nash Sanadigi, Punkfish, Steamed Nuggets, and Can't I Butter? Web design by Kelly Schubert, and the music is by Bettina Campomanes. If you want to find us on social media, you can at facebook.com/potterless, twitter.com/potterless. Pod, Instagram.com/potterlesspodcast, and reddit.com/r/potterless. For any and all information about the show, you can go to potterlesspodcast.com. For merchandise, you can go to potterlesspodcast.com/merch. For bonus content, you can go to patreon.com/potterless. And for tickets to the live show, you can go to bit.ly/potterlessholiday2020. If you want to tell someone about the show, you think of someone who would like it, let them know. Shoot them a message. Say, hey, there's this podcast. I think you would like it. Or you can leave a rating and review online. Those really do help. Thank you so much for listening. And until next time, as they say in the wizarding world of Harry Potter, wizard on!